Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The much-anticipated project to build new train tunnels under the Hudson is getting a leg up from President Biden, who stopped by Manhattan's West Side today.
WCBS's Steve Burns was with the president at Hudson Yards, and he joins us now. Steve, what news did we get from Mr. Biden on this project?
Well, the news we got from the president is around what's known as a mega grant. This was a grant program, came out of the infrastructure deal that was passed last year. Basically, this is about $300 million to start up some of the early construction work on this tunnel here, the concrete casings that are going to need to go underneath Hudson Yards to lead the first segment of new tracks under the Hudson. That $300 million, still just a fraction of the overall project, about 2.5% of the total cost. But the larger message here was that it seems like everyone's on the same page for once. New York and New Jersey came to terms on how they're splitting the price tag. The federal government is crossing T's and dotting I's. And the promise we got from President Biden here is that Gateway, these two new train tunnels under the Hudson, will get built.
Of course, the Gateway project is huge. It's more than just the train tunnels. Where do things stand, Steve, on the overall plan?
Yeah, we are awaiting the full funding approval from the federal government on this. That's expected to come sometime this year. Construction on the tunnels themselves could start within the next few months. As you mentioned, you might remember that the Portal North Bridge is also a part of this. It's that temperamental span over the Hackensack River, also part of the project, and work is getting underway there. We knew the funding agreement that was laid out. The feds pay half, the states pay half. The big hurdle was really what happened last summer when New York and New Jersey had to get together and come to terms on how they were going to split their half of this bill. And finally ended up happening. They signed a memorandum of understanding last summer and were able to move ahead in the application process and likely get the ball rolling on this project.
Hey, Steve, it was really interesting to hear the president, who, of course, famously commuted by rail when he was in the United States Senate, talk about the importance of this project for the Northeast Corridor.
Yeah, it really is a project that spans the country in terms of importance. We hear it from these politicians over and over again that this isn't just about New Jersey Transit commuters and Amtrak riders, though it is very important for them, given that they are traveling through tunnels that came to be under the administration of Theodore Roosevelt 113 years ago. These tunnels were crumbling, creaky, damaged during Hurricane Sandy. You can still see some of that damage now. It's important for the local riders, but even more important for the overall economy, given that this is a critical link for the train line that spans from Boston to Washington, D.C. They said something to the effect of 20% of the nation's economy runs through these train tunnels. If they were to shut down, or even if just one was to shut down, you would see the consequences of that and the reverberations of that throughout the nation's economy.
Steve, there have been so many false starts around the Gateway project. Is there hope now that things finally are starting to move?
You know, I've talked to a few advocates who say they won't believe this is actually happening until they see shovels in the ground. Even then, they still might be waiting just to make sure. It took about a decade for the political stars to align here. You'll remember the long history here. Governor Christie, who initially let construction start on the ARC project before he killed it and sent that money instead to highways. President Trump, for years, tried to hold up funding on this to get money for the border wall that he wanted. And we had Governor Cuomo, who wasn't a huge fan of this project and seemed to not want to get to the terms on how he would split money with New Jersey on this project. But I think the optics here of seeing Governor Hochul sitting next to Governor Murphy, who was sitting next to senators from New York and New Jersey, all welcoming in President Biden, showing that everyone here is on the same page. Everything here seems to be aligned. The vow here was, yes, you've heard promises. You've heard a lot of talk on this. But we are finally getting the ball rolling, and the politicians here don't have much new to say on it, but they do want you to finally believe them when they say Gateway is happening and construction could start within the next few months.
All right, Steve, thank you. WCBS's Steve Burns at Hudson Yards.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.